My name is Chaim. I am from one of the 12 tribes of Israel, and I am the least of the brethren. But God, my Father, saw fit to preserve me for His glory, by His grace, and for the glory of His Son, Jesus Christ. Once I thought I was wise. I mastered the law. I was a big shot in the spiritual graveyard of the world. Then one day, God gave me the Bible, and I began to read and came to know Jesus Christ. What I found out about myself and Christ moved me by the Spirit of God from a dead life in sin to eternal blessings through grace unmerited by me through the Son of God forever. I went from law to grace, from judgment under law to pardon and eternal life through Jesus. And though I fall, and though I stumble daily, too often, and need the blood of Jesus to clean me, I carry on for God's glory and stand up for Christ and His gospel of grace and salvation. And I thank God my Father for this great blessing. I say to you who by God's grace will hear this message, let he who has committed no sin cast the first stone. May God richly bless this message to you. God speaks to us through His Word, which is in the 66 books of the Bible. In Isaiah chapter 55, verse 11, God tells us, "So is my word that goes out from my mouth. It will not return to me empty, but will accomplish what I desire and achieve the purpose for which I sent it." The Bible records God's words and everything we need to know in order to be saved and live the Christian life in Christ. So then faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. One day, years ago, God led me to the street. I lived in my van for a long time and received the blessings of dumpster food to feed the homeless. And God, He kept me safe. I know God from experience. He is a God who keeps His word. He is a God of unlimited grace and love. He is all-powerful, all-knowing, and present everywhere, at all times. He knows intimately each of our lives and all our sins, and He loves us. God created us, and life was potentially eternal. But that changed. Sin didn't. Our great forefather and mother, Adam and Eve, sinned. Their sin caused them to die spiritually to God. They lost their oneness with God. That first sin became a part of their nature that we inherit, passed on from generation to generation. We are born in trespasses and sins. All have sinned since the beginning. The proof of sin is physical death. All have died since Adam, with the exception of Enoch and Elijah, who were taken up bodily and never tasted death. They were sinners, like us. And those of us who will be alive when Jesus calls us up, which we know of as the rapture, will also experience this delivery from death in the body. But there is only one who has risen from the dead in the entire history of the world and never died again. And that is the Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, who was born to die for all our sins and be raised from that death by Almighty God. For all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. The wages of sin is death, but the free gift of God is eternal life in Jesus Christ, our Lord. God loves us and wants us to be saved. Only God the Son could die a redeeming death for us. Being both man and God in the flesh with no sin, our sins are washed clean in His pure blood, which He shed on the cross, which paid in full God's righteous judgment on us when we accept Him as Lord and Savior. Without the shedding of blood, there is no remission of sins. Christ died for our sins according to the Scriptures, and that He was buried, and that He rose again the third day according to the Scriptures. I am the way and the truth and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me, said the Lord Jesus. Through belief in Jesus Christ and what He did, all our sins in our life are forgiven, and we receive a new nature, holy to God, an eternal life one day. And we think differently, and we live differently, and our values and our goals and our whole mindset is different. For now, we seek to give glory to God, for we are a new creation in Christ Jesus for His glory. For it is by grace you are saved through faith, and this not of yourselves. It is the gift of God, not of works, so that no one can boast. Jesus died so we could live. The Bible says that we died with Him and rose a new creation in Him. I am no longer my own. God gave me faith through hearing and reading His Word to believe in Jesus, trusting His death as the payment for my sins. all of my sins are forgiven and washed away in His perfect, pure blood that He shed for me. My life became a new life in Him, and He became my Lord and my Savior. For God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in Him shall not perish, but have everlasting life. Everlasting life is a state of conscious, sinless life in a glorified and changed body, lived in the presence of a holy God, with the family of God. We will be given a new body one day that cannot sin and cannot die. It will be perfect in all ways, like that which Jesus had when He rose from the dead, to ensure that His promise of eternal life will be ours. There was good proof in those days when He rose that He did rise from the dead. On the evening of the first day of the week, when the disciples were together with the doors locked for fear of the Jews, Jesus came and stood among them and said, "Peace be with you." During the 40 days after His crucifixion, He appeared to the apostles from time to time, and He proved to them in many ways that He was actually alive, and He talked to them about the kingdom of God. "Behold my hands and my feet, that it is I myself. Handle me and see. For a spirit has not flesh and bones, as you see me have." Then said He to Thomas, "Reach here your finger, and behold my hands, and reach here your hand, and thrust it into my side, and be not faithless, but believe." Who shall change our vile body, that it may be fashioned like unto His glorious body, according to the working whereby He is able even to subdue all things unto Himself? And that will take place at that moment when Jesus, who is the author of our faith, will finish it at His call, also known as the rapture. What does it mean to perish? It means the body of flesh and bones ceases to exist, but the soul and spirit of man, which was made to last forever, continues into eternity in some bodily form, in a conscious state, in a place apart from God called the lake of fire. "Then I saw a great white throne, and Him who was seated on it. From His presence, earth and sky fled away, and no place was found for them. And I saw the dead, great and small, standing before the throne, and books were opened. Then another book was opened, which is the book of life. And the dead were judged by what was written in the books, according to what they had done. And the sea gave up the dead who were in it. Death and Hades gave up the dead who were in them. And they were judged, each one of them, according to what they had done. Then death and Hades were thrown into the lake of fire. This is the second death, the lake of fire. And if anyone's name was not found written in the book of life, he was thrown into the lake of fire. Behold, now is the accepted time. Behold, now is the day of salvation. May God our Father in heaven richly bless you with faith to believe Him and be saved before your number is up.